brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anybody ask out there why the Republicans' leadership are going along with open borders, gun control, all this stuff? It's because most of the big guys are involved in insider trading, and that's come out. And it's all illegal. So they passed a law making it legal, which you can't really do, saying it's a law making it illegal, but they just go get a ethics board to say it's okay. I mean, it is incredible. The Democrats are the kings of this, but they are a bunch of gangsters. I've studied them. We put the evidence on here on air. And, you know, criminals don't want people armed. You know, good people want good people armed because good people know criminals are going to have weapons regardless. Might as well have the good guys with the guns. Like the NRA has said, we have the amazing sheriff of Jackson County, Kentucky, Denny Payman. If you want to find out more about him, jacksoncountykentucky.us and go to the sheriff's department. But, sir, you were telling me, we only got 4 minutes left, about the support you're getting. Talk about that. And then talk about some of the real solutions, because Obama said pro-gun people have given no solutions, which is a lie.
We've given the only solution that's going to work. Because what it is everybody, all down through history, they figure out a way to, you know, from bullying to attacks to whatever, to take what they want. And here's what's been happening here for so long. But what Americans have forgotten is how to fight back. We need to teach our teachers how to fight. We need to teach some of our older students how to fight. Somebody comes in your classroom, you know, everybody's taught now to run cover in the corner. You know, it saves half the ammunition. Sometimes you can kill two or three with one shot. You know, if they were to spread out and to fan out and taught to attack, how many people would come into a classroom? They would only make it through the one classroom. We're going to lose students anyway.
But the nanny state does not ever want – they don't even let you play dodgeball or tag. They might as well have them line up back to back so one bullet could shoot through three people. Maybe that should be what Obama proposes.
Well, that's kind of making the way it sounds. But, you know, right now there's 18 states that have passed that they're arming their teachers. People are starting to figure out, you know what, I can't stand here anymore. I need to fight back for myself and for the people I'm responsible for. And that's what we're pushing here is to arm teachers to be able to protect our students. You know, they talk about putting officers in the schools. The government has offered that through different grants and stuff. They can't afford that. They don't have the money. States can't afford that. Our county can't afford
that. But I'll guarantee you, like Crosswalkers, if you ask retired police to volunteer, say, a week out of each month, you could get five or six, seven guys per county. They'd all be able to do that as well. But I agree, arming the teachers is the way to go. And that's got to make the gun grabbers mad. That how many states would you say are moving to do that right now?
18.
Wow, that's exciting.
So it's catching on quick. They've advanced. We know we're playing catch up at this point because, you know, he has moved in his direction. Now we're having to basically counteract everything. We should have not ever had to counteract. We should have already been there.
My dad went to a rural school, but it was big, and he would drive in 15 miles with his mom, who was a teacher, to work. But they would all bring their shotguns and stuff to go shoot at each other's houses and dove hunt and quail hunt or deer hunt. They would all bring their guns to school, and it was a school with over 1,000 people in it. They never had one accident because they were a gun culture.
Right. Well, you saw always see a pickup in the 60s and 70s. You saw always see a pickup parked in the parking lot with a gun hanging on a rack so kids could go hunting after school. It wasn't uncommon at all. And I wasn't to the shootings and stuff then.
Well, I tell you, you are the way forward, my friend. 1776 was a 5,000-year leap for freedom. They're saying it's old. They're wanting to go back to ancient tyranny where only government is armed. Jackson County Sheriff Denny Payman, sir, we salute you for being a true American. I know you're just doing your duty, but in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and you are a great example to everyone, and I hope that you'll run for Congress or something, because I'll guarantee you, we need you to join Rand Paul in the federal government to protect our republic.
I appreciate that, sir, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to visit with you today.
I'm saying right now, you're drafted, buddy. I don't know if that's what you want, but Kentucky, this guy's a statesman. You draft him, you send him to Washington to protect the Bill of Rights. Sheriff, we'll talk to you again. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
There he goes. All right, we'll be back with Lou Rockwell. Amazing. Amazing.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
First hour, if you tuned in here, and we had Sheriff Denny Payman on from Jackson County, and he's got to be the most powerful, just concise, calm speaker from, quote, law enforcement as a peace officer I've ever heard. I mean, it was unbelievable if you listened to it. He was just very calm, but you could hear it. He said, people have got it in their eyes. They're ready. This is going to be a new revolution. And they're going to go and harass gun owners. They're announcing hell on earth. In fact, last night I couldn't go to bed researching these executive orders. And it was everything I knew they'd do. But they are, I've got the mayor of Philadelphia saying, we're just going to shut gun shops down because outside of law. They're announcing, you'll do what we say or else. That's what... Chuckie Schumer is calling people, that's in the news, saying, you will not sell guns, or I will do something. I mean, it's literally like the mafia coming into your shop and saying, you'll do this or else. I've got clips coming up of Bob Schaefer saying that gun owners are like the Nazis in Germany. He likens Obama taking on gun owners to defeating the Nazis. That's a quote. I've got that clip. Morning Joe said, how dare the NRA point out that elites have bodyguards? And he took his glasses off, and Mika Brzezinski went, I just am ashamed to be an American today. Well, get out of our country, you witch! And again, they just act like we're the weirdos, and it's all affected. Man, Alex screwed up getting in our face saying we want to take their guns. Oh, really? I mean, Paul Revere rode down the road saying, get your guns and get ready to kill people. George Washington signed death warrants. I'm just saying, don't try to take our guns or it'll cause a civil war, which they know it will do. But the truth is, it was very effective. When the NRA said, hey, Israel has guns in their schools, and it got rid of the mass shootings, they went, oh, no, that's not true. Nobody in Israel's armed, and lied. And, oh, that's not effective. NRA is discredited. That's a tactic when something really hits them hard. It's like you punch somebody, and they go, that didn't hurt. Can you go out of the room, please? And they fall down on the ground. They are so scared of us pointing out that Dianne Feinstein has a concealed carry and five bodyguards, that Michael Moore has a concealed carry and bodyguards that have been arrested carrying guns in airports, that Chucky Schumer's been caught with bodyguards and then swore he'd never have them and turned a gun in. He got caught at a gun range with a semi-auto, all smiling, shooting it, and bodyguards. And, oh, okay, I've given it up now. Remember that? This is the end of these hypocrites. And that's why they're like, did you see these ridiculous hypocrites pointing out that David Gregory on NBC has bodyguards and guns? Yeah, that's ridiculous. Of course he has. He's a public figure. Well, listen, you scum. The average person living in a working-class neighborhood, my dad going through college, through medical school, would go because it was the best money he could make, and his dad had a heart attack and stuff and didn't have money to put him through college. My dad would go, this is when I was born. He had his UT degree, but he was going to dental school. He would go and he would do, with his own company, spraying bug poison in the worst neighborhoods of Dallas. And you know what? He carried a .357 Magnum in his lunchbox. Okay? My dad drove around, bought his own poison, went and did it the whole nine yards. I remember when I was like 2 years old, him getting home at like 10 o'clock at night, and I'd wake up and then wake him up once he went to bed, and he'd get upset because he had to get up at 5 a.m. or whatever. Again, you scum, you elitist. My dad deserved going into the projects in South Dallas as a roach man. They called him the roach man's here. The roach man carried a .357 Magnum. He still got the .357 Magnum. And this is what it comes down to here today. And that's why they're freaking out. But let me tell you, I've never seen such demonization. The Philadelphia mayor says, take the guns. It's like apartheid. We're going to boycott. We're going to protest. We're going to shut them down. They're saying Fox Sports, gun owners are the new Klan. We're mass murderers. We killed those kids. When government took the guns out of the schools and government advertised schools as the place to go and kill people, this didn't exist till the media hyped it in the 80s. Now, joining us is the founder of the Von Mises Institute, the head of the Von Mises Institute, former Ron Paul chief of staff, libertarian icon, Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. I just gave him a basic briefing. I know he's already aware of this. But the word is they're going to try executive orders to use all of Homeland Security to demonize guns, to harass gun shops and gun owners. I've talked to several gun shop owners off record who are getting me the documents. ATF's coming in and saying, orders are about to come down. We know this happened last year. You're going to do what we say or else. So at that point, we've got to move for impeachment. I've entered public articles of impeachment that list with the law so others can use it. Members of Congress are picking that up and others and are saying we need to start impeachment now. Stockman of Texas and others. Rand Paul is vowing to, quote, torpedo it. And he's talking about impeachment. Rand Paul vows to torpedo Obama executive orders. New legislation would nullify gun control dictates. It's time to get on the offensive. Lou Rockwell, is this not, in your 40-something years of fighting tyranny, is this the greatest assault you've ever seen? I mean, I've never seen rhetoric like this. Are we moving into DEFCON 1?
Well, because there have been many periods in American history when the government has massively expanded and stolen the people's liberties. I mean, usually during wartime, the New Deal, the Great Society. This is another one, and certainly this is an extraordinary moment. All governments would like to be totalitarian. They all would like to have total control everybody's, every dime we have, everything we do in our life, everything we think, everything we say, our businesses, our homes, our children. So they want it all. Whenever there's a chance, something like this Newton shooting and the horrible things that happened there, they use it. But of course, they don't care about, you know, so-called gun violence. After all, Barack Obama is world as a leader of, you know, the world headquarters of gun violence in the history of the world, the U.S. government. I mean, how many people, and he signs, of course, the kill orders, and the U.S. government employs millions of people to shoot other people. I mean, that's their main deal in life. They're, whether it's in Afghanistan or Iraq or Yemen or Syria or, you know, they hope Iran and all these other countries, they're shooting people. And when they talk about what might be encouraging violence, you know, is it video games, is it TV, Hollywood? And I must say, I'm not a big fan of some of this stuff, although people should be, the free speech does apply. But how about the glorification of war, the glorification of cops, the glorification of soldiers, the glorification of government gun violence? So none of these people are anti-gun or anti-gun violence. They're anti-private people owning guns. And anybody who knows people who own guns, they are not pro-violence. The last thing they want to do in their life is shoot somebody. There are people, of course, who like to shoot people. They work for the government. But private people with guns don't want to have to use them. They only want to have to use them if their back is against the wall, like that homemaker in Georgia the other day who had, she was backed up into the attic where there were two little nine-year-old twins, and then finally shot the guy and got him to run away and avoiding rape.
That's right. You notice that in these cases that happen, we hear about every week but never make national news, every day, most days, the woman's on 911. Okay, he's busting down the front door. I'm going in the bathroom. Then they're busting down the bathroom door, and the 911's like, don't shoot him, and then the woman shoots him. The gun owners always try to hold back, but we have guns because we're not going to be victims.
No, that's right. It's like the old joke, and it may be actually a true story about a guy who called up 911 and said, I've got prowlers in the yard. And they said, oh, we'll be out, you know, in 25 minutes or whatever. And then he calls back and says, oh, don't worry, I shot them. And of course, the cops are there in just a minute. So they don't want us defending ourselves. Government wants its monopoly. The cops, aside from the few good guys like the sheriff you were talking to, most cops don't want people exercising self-defense. They only want that to be a government monopoly. They want to take away our guns for self-defense, and of course they want to take it for reasons of tyranny, the same reasons that governments all over the world, and you had some great photos of Hitler and Stalin and Mao and these guys using children in their propaganda exercises, just like Barack Obama did recently. It was Hannah Arendt who said, anytime politicians start talking about your children, your country is on the road to totalitarianism.
Well, that's right. I haven't even mentioned.
Barack Obama says his kids in Newtown are our kids. They're not his kids. He's got two kids. Nobody else's children are his children. So, but it's a totalitarian move. He wants to be the chief minister, the chief religious figure, the chief protector. We're all supposed to focus on him. We're supposed to give him our guns, give him our freedom, give him our money, bow down, and that's, he wants to be the pharaoh. But we don't have to allow it. And it's wonderful to see, Alex, all the opposition that you're leading among the American people, refusing to have this happen to us.
Well, you're right. And what you're mentioning is DrudgeReport.com. It's in the middle column. Yesterday, I was sitting around with Kurt Nemo, and we were looking at images of Hitler and Stalin and Mao and everybody else and Saddam Hussein using children. So I just said, well, let's just post it with Obama high-fiving the kids. And it's so amazing that he said, I'm going to take the guns for you, kid. Like, he's the good guy. He's the North Korean dear leader. He's the guardian of the society. He's the Hugo Chavez. He's the Mao Zedong. I mean, this is right out of a textbook. And if you don't turn your guns in, you're not for the children. And that article is up at DrudgeReport.com showing Stalin, who said that he did all he did for the children. In fact, he was known as the Great Father Steel. He was known as the Man of Steel, the Father of Steel. Well, you know what? Barack Obama is not my father. I'm my father. What did you think of, we're going to break, but Bob Schaefer saying that, you know, our president beat Hitler. I mean, our men beat Hitler, not the government. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Does it matter that Hitler was a big gun controller? No, of course not. The facts don't matter. And Schaefer is just a spoke. He might as well be broadcasting for Radio Berlin or Radio Moscow or Radio Havana or any of these other. I mean, he's just a representative of the state media, giving out state propaganda, spreading the lies. And, of course, you know, as you pointed out, we're living under such unbelievable, intensive media attempts to control our minds, to make us all fear private guns and think that government guns are the way to save us.
Incredible. I want to hear where you think this is going. The man, Lou Rockwell, is our guest. We'll be right back.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 16, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,675.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,718.29, $859.15 for a half ounce, or $429.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,718.29, $859.15, and $429.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves.
Do you hear that? He is directly going after yours truly, obviously, from the Piers Morgan interview, pundits that... Here I am making money, selling T-shirts, water filters, sponsors. This is the government that takes your money and gives it to MSNBC. Do you know they've been giving government money? That's come out. To push tyranny, and then we're immoral. And he goes on to say, we've given no solutions. Really? Get the kids off these drugs that have been linked to it directly. Arm people in the schools. We shouldn't have big government training camps anyways. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. We've gotten to a point where they're having to respond to us now. I'll put you on the hot seat. I want your real answer. Do you think it was effective to get in Piers Morgan's face and go, look, this isn't about child safety. This is about tyranny and enslavement. Because if it wasn't effective, why then are they responding to it?
Well, you know, Alan, Alex, that I think was the biggest ratings that bird has ever had.
It was.
And we know that his ratings are otherwise in the toilet. And he probably, if he weren't so politically correct and so useful to the regime as a propagandist, he probably would have been sent back to England or some other place long before this, because he doesn't have viewers except when you're on.
Absolutely. But, I mean, isn't it effective? You're gentlemanly, but you're also hard-hitting. They always call us kooks no matter what we do. Isn't it effective to go ahead and get aggressive and back in their faces?
Sure, you got to speak truth to power, right? And this guy represents the state media. I mean, he's no different from somebody who wrote for Pravda or was on, Moscow State Television in the Soviet days. He's nothing but a shill for the regime. He's a professional liar. He's paid to lie for the government. Same with Bob Schieffer, all of these people. So not only should we speak the truth to them, but sure, I'm for dissing them, because they don't deserve respect. They're very bad people. They're making vast amounts of money for doing evil. So of course, we should speak the truth to them, and we should be frank with them, and we should tell them exactly. I mean, Piers Morgan is a huge fan, for example, of drone warfare. He's a huge fan of all the U.S. government wars and all the wars of the British Empire. He's for torture. He's for all this stuff. So we're supposed to think he's against violence. I mean, this is a guy who's a champion of violence, but he wants the state to be violent. And of course, the state is violence. The state is always the headquarters of violence. I mean, how many babies, we talk about the horror in Newtown, how many babies has the U.S. government killed in its career of mass murder? I mean, I remember back when they were going after Iraq, which did nothing to us.
Madeleine Albright said a 500,000 dead children was worth it. She said that on NBC News, famously. They said, 500,000 dead kids, is that good? She goes, yeah, it's good. See, I mean, there is
500,000 kids that they were deliberately murdered by the U.S. through its murder sanctions, anti-civilian murder sanctions, and also sanctions against food, against medicine designed to starve and sicken these children. 500,000. I mean, has Saddam Hussein ever done anything that bad? I don't know. My guess is no. I mean, the U.S. is really the murder state. It's the assassination state. It's the drone state. And we're supposed to think that Obama cares about violence. He is violence. Every morning he signs his death orders over his scrambled eggs. This is a guy who likes this kind of thing. Like, by the way, everybody who prospers in government likes killing people or sending other people to be killed. They enjoy this. It empowers them. They feel very good about it. They love guns. And as you say, all the power leaders, they have, Bloomberg and Obama and I'm sure Piers Morgan, all these people have armed bodyguards. CNN has got a bunch of armed bodyguards all in their studios. How come that's okay, but some little old lady in a bad area can't have a 22? So that's, but they want to disarm us. They want to control us. They want to hurt us. I'm also afraid, by the way, that they want to stimulate armed resistance in the sense that they would love another Waco or two. Waco, as we have to remember, was about gun control. That's what the whole thing was about.
Oh, I totally agree. They're trying to start a civil war. How do we respond to that?
Well, I think we don't take the bait. So I think we don't respond with violence, and we just state our rights. We buy guns, hold guns, join together with other people who believe in freedom. Go to the firing range, make use of them, talk up owning guns, and really spread the word. I think most Americans, despite these little phony polls we're hearing, and never forget that these national polls are designed to tell you what to think. not to tell you what other people think. They're propaganda devices. So when we hear that 189% of the American people, 100% agree with Obama, these are just lies. So this
well, that's
is
come out.
The
They've
American
had polling
people.
Agency heads admit they lie. I mean, it's just incredible. It's to create a bandwagon. Like 99%
exactly right.
of people want to jump off a cliff. Well, come on, Martha, let's go jump off right now. Lou Rockwell, long segment coming up. I want to ask you what you think is coming in the future and how we counter these people. We're going to pick your brain straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crank it up. I'm going to do the Gangnam Style. There were a bunch of people who weren't going to turn their guns in. And they could kick some tyranny real good as well. He never learned to read and write so well, but he could pull a trigger like he was ringing a bell. Go, Johnny, go, go, go! It's exactly what Lou Rockwell was just saying. We're going to go to some clips with him as well. If you don't know who Lou Rockwell is, he, of course, is an icon in the movement towards libertarianism. You notice most real studies, university studies, people on the street, just what I've seen, around 60% of Americans call themselves a libertarian. They don't like either party, and our movement is gaining steam. I call it constitutionalist, freedom lover, you know, folks that just want to be left alone, people that are into justice. And that's why the power structure is going after us right now, is because when I see liberal women's magazines, because Austin's more, quote, liberal than most cities in Texas, just because some of the Californian folks have come and taken it over. Not against Californians, but, you know, those kind of socialist types that call themselves liberals. They're not really authoritarians. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. But I want to get Lou Rockwell's historical take on this, because he's seen a lot and really, you know, has written about what he believed was coming. And now, unfortunately, it's unfolding. Women's magazines becoming pro-gun just because no one would buy the magazine unless they did it. Women going out and learning how to shoot. Gun ownership proliferating. Gun sales proliferating. People, self-defense classes proliferating. People are really getting into becoming self-sufficient. There is a rebellion against the nanny state, against all this. And people are really getting into it. And so the globalists are all out of salt because gun ownership is a beachhead against the nanny state, against victim disarmament. And that cultural area, one of the few areas of liberty really growing, was getting other areas to grow. It was becoming kind of a central part of a wheel with the spokes out from it. And the establishment has said this. And so, I mean, look at the prepper movement. Look at the all the liberals I know aren't liberals now. They've gone out and bought places in the countryside. They're getting self-sufficient. You heard the sheriff. He said, I go to these liberty meetings now, and it's judges, and it's state reps, and it's doctors, and it's lawyers, and it's writers, and it's former, quote, liberals. They're still liberals. They've become real liberals. And so the system is announcing a full-out Homeland Security attack from hundreds of angles, 23 executive orders, massive demonization, arresting people for toy guns, because if they can't shoot this down, they're going to lose. They want to collapse things and make us fully domesticated instead of collapsing things, and then we get off the government heroin and become self-sufficient. Lou Rockwell, your take on that and what you fear they're going to try in the future and how we turn the tide against these people.
Well, Alex, you're right. I mean, there was one little boy tossed out of school for, you know, making a gun with his fingers. I must say, during Obama's press conference, I kept hoping one of those little boys would do that. It didn't happen. Of course, they're all brainwashed. But I think my guess is that Obama has actually gone too far. I think the government has gone too far, the whole government media complex. I think it's taken a step too far by doing what they're doing. And, of course, this constant media propaganda and bombardment, similar to what the old Soviet days when they, or something out of 1984, or the Nazi Germany when they were demonizing somebody. I don't think it's working. Everybody was sort of taken aback. Of course, we're horrified by the crime that took place, as we should be horrified by all, for example, the little Muslim children killed in Afghanistan. Nobody, very few Americans care about that, of course. But there have been children, the U.S. government is killing children every day all over the world, and nobody cares. But I think by going after gun ownership like this, by being so openly a dictator, I don't think, Alex, despite all you've done, I've done, Ron Paul, talk about executive orders over the year, does the average American realize the president can just legislate by fiat like that, like he's the pharaoh or the king? I don't think so. So this is waking people up. Everybody's concerned. Everybody's paying attention, both on the commissar side of the government and the big media and so forth, but the rest of the people. And also, more and more people are going to realizing that the power elites, of course, all are themselves armed and have tax-paid, tax-supplied armed bodyguards. I think they stepped too far. I think everybody's waking up. I think they made a mistake. I think it's all going to end in a black eye for the government. They actually need two black eyes. I think it's a huge step forward. It is connected to the entire liberty movement, as you point out. And when people realize this, then they're going to take a look at other areas of government encroachment. All the taxes they're increasing, the rotten Obamacare, which is also tied into gun control. John Rappaport has pointed out that the doctors are going to be instructed to ask how many guns are in your home. We can bet that the public school teachers are going to be asking children. They already interrogate children on a whole range of things. Do your parents have guns? Are you scared of your parents' guns? What kind of guns do your parents have? So if anybody's concerned about what happened in Newtown, the answer to me is not to arm the school teachers, although, of course, school teachers, like anybody else, have the right to be armed if they want to. Take your kids out of the public schools. secede from the public schools. That's the best thing you can do for your children, that you can do for your family. Send them to private school, or best of all, homeschool them. This doesn't happen in home schools. It just happens in government schools. The old joke from when I was a boy, and much older than that, has come true. That is, the head, the principals, the warden, the teachers are the guards, and the students are the prisoners. The public schools even look like prisons these days. They're going to be looking more and more like prisons. They're going to be more and more totalitarian, all kinds of cops, armed cops, resource officers, and so forth, to propagandize them against guns, against their parents, just like Stalin, trying to use the children against the parents. Get your children out of the public schools. Don't pretend that you can reform the public schools, because even if your children are physically safe, they're not mentally safe in there, because they're being indoctrinated with lies, with evil, with everything designed to make them never think critically, never think independently, bow down to the government, go off and kill if the government asks you to, give them all your money, let them run your life. If you don't want your children indoctrinated in that kind of rotten stuff, bring them home, teach them yourself.
Well, and you're right. And again, there are some public schools where there's good people in control, so it's overall not completely out of control. But in all the major cities, because I read the constant news and break it down, San Antonio, for 3 years now, they have Pentagon AI cameras in the bathrooms, in the hallways, and in the lunchrooms, quote, watching what the kids eat, and it even files how many calories. The AI knows that's a piece of fruit, that's a piece of meat. I mean, this is how high tech it is. They're watching them, they make them wear RFID, and in California, even in Alabama and other areas, they're now giving inoculations without parental consent. That's a felony. And so let me ask you this question, Lou Rockwell.
They counsel children to have abortions, and you can't trust the public schools. Yes, there are some good school teachers, of course. Good principals, yes. But they're targeted, too. They're not in control. They're forced to go along with the federal curriculum. What's being taught in all the public schools is damaging to your children, even if they don't end up getting shot.
No, exactly. But the issue is, I want to ask you this, and I'm sure you know about this, but it went up on Infowars.com. I haven't even played the clip yet. We're going to play it in a moment. Let's get the Philadelphia mayor ready, please, and then we'll get Bob Schaefer and the rest of it. These are all some short clips, but they're important. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun retailers, and they're saying, just like South Africa, we're going to boycott you, we're going to shut you down, we're going to pull funding, we're going to have the police harass you. They're literally like mafia, saying we're going to put weight on you, we're going to lean on you. And Chuckie Schumer says he's calling stores saying just don't sell it or you're not going to like what happens. And people say, well, that's not going to happen. I've talked to gun shop owners in Austin who are scared to go on air, where the ATF has come in. They're really rude to them. They're mean. I've been around them before at the gun show. I've had ATF walk up and get in my face like they're God. They look like criminals out of Central Casting. And they're just coming in saying, yeah, get ready for some rule making. You're going to do what we tell you. And as soon as we get these documents, I'm also talking to a gun shop in California, because they're telling them, there's going to be new rules. You're just not going to sell these outside of law. I mean, what do you do when the government goes full tyrant, full dictator?
Well, you mean as to what a poor gun store owner has to do? Of course, they depend on having the federal firearms license, which itself was a horrendous intervention, like all the gun controls ever starting in 1934. In fact, the federal government has been encroaching on gun rights. So, you know, the government could take their livelihood in a second. That, by the way, is the position the government like to have us all. They'd like you, Alex, to have a license, and if you don't comply, they take your license. So this is the way they're moving. But I think, you know, can you respond with violence when the BATF agents come into your store? I don't think you can. They're going to murder you. So I think,
But can you believe we've gotten to the point?
You can intellectually resist them. I don't think the answer for a gun store owner is to resist physically, they'll kill you.
Exactly. But I don't think people understand. We're getting to the point now where they're on the news. I'm going to play some clips of this, saying we're Nazis and that the president must wage a war against gun owners like the presidents did before against Hitler. And there's like this worship by the collectivists of Obama. They're not just acting like they worship him. They really get off on the power of the state. They really get off on the idea that the president can do anything.
Well, government is always in competition with God. They would like to displace God. They look back to ancient Babylon or Egypt or whatever, those regimes where the government actually was God. I mean, that's their That's their ideal. They don't like religion. They don't like God. That's why Obama made himself a religious figure at that Newtown, took over the parents' grief and tried to put all the attention on himself, on the alleged first responders, of course, the no responders, as usual, and onto the government and worship the government, worship me as the God King. Sure, of course, that's right. There is the government would like to be God. I mean, so they're always in competition. They don't like religion. That's the way they are. It's another reason we have to hate and fear the government. The government is the worst. The state is mankind's worst earthly enemy. Always has been. It's what tyrannizes us, taxes us, starts all these wars, in cahoots, of course, with big corporations. And so we have to mentally toughen ourselves. We have to educate ourselves. We have to talk to others. We have to withdraw our consent and refuse our consent and don't obey these people to the extent we can safely get away with it. They can't actually, because they are a minority and the oppressed of the vast majority, they can't actually enforce this stuff on us if we refuse. And again, it's why I think they've gone too far this time. I think the American people are going to refuse if people like you and the rest of us keep counseling them about this and about what the consequences are if we just go along and just salam Obama. So I actually think this is going to be a good development. As horrendous as all this stuff is right now, as horrendous, and talk about Obama accuses people like you of trying to gin up fear. That's all he does every day. Oh, the terrorists under the bed, or you know, Al Qaeda's in Yemen, or what? I mean, or the you know, there's going to be a bombing. There's going to be all these phony terrorist incidents here at home. That's the government. The government lives by ginning up fear. And therefore wanting people to turn over
their
lives.
Well,
think
about this. Our founding fathers in history and common sense has shown fear a big government. That's what America's all about. Keep it small. Look at the prosperity. Instead, they're like, oh, there's people saying fear the government and that the government might want to do something bad. No, we're just the biggest killers in history, trampling all your other rights, NDAA, into habeas corpus, warrantless wiretapping, secret torture camps discovered, Obama promised to never take our guns, but now we're lying because we say they want our guns to oppress us. I mean, it just is incredible that they're doing this. Look at some of the Infowars.com headlines. Mayor predicts Waco-style standoff in response to Obama gun confiscation. Gun permit form question possible affiliation with anti-government organizations. Oh, that's the new forms. You see, oh, the terrorists are those libertarians. Mississippi governor vows to block Obama gun orders. Philadelphia mayor declares economic warfare on gun retailers. Just in a video, New York Democrats plan for gun confiscation. Well, there's video. I haven't even gotten to that. Lou, let me play this clip of the Philadelphia mayor saying we're going to go after the gun shops. Here it is.
Philadelphia was one of the first pension funds to divest from companies doing business in South Africa. We saw that movement go all across this country, in virtually every big city and other cities in America, some states, and other investment fund managers took action. Cities, schools, and other organizations can influence important societal change with their investments. Americans have economic power in how we choose to spend our money.
All right, let's stop right there.
And
it gets worse.
I must say, I think it's a great thing. I hope government sells all its gun stocks. It means that for those of us who want to buy them, they'll be cheaper. So why should government own stock anyway? What the hell is the mayor, what the heck is the mayor of Philadelphia doing owning stock at the expense of the taxpayers?
Well, that was my...
That's an outrage. Forget it, Mr. Mayor. But it's again a reminder that government is a liar, is an oppressor. And everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie or a threat. You look at the bottom of your parking ticket. They're threatening your life, put you in jail, and so forth. This is government. It's Thugs Incorporated. Don't compare it to the mafia. They're far worse than the mafia.
The mafia
is not all bad. I mean, they supply services people want to have that are outlawed by the government. They have an unfortunate means of enforcement.
They are historically better than the government. But I mean, let's see. I mean, there's nothing worse. Let's expand on this because you're absolutely right. This is what Eisenhower warned about, where at his time, 86% of all scientific funding was government steered by DARPA. Now it's over 92% last time I checked. MIT put out a report last year bragging about it. 92% directed by these guns. And now they take our tax money, invest it, and now they're going to use our money in the market to try to wreck businesses that supply services we want. I mean, these people are incredible.
Thanks for bringing this up, because think of how much poorer we are as a society, and in terms of good inventions and new companies and so forth, that all this scientific and engineering talent is taken out of the market, producing goods and services for the people, and diverted into making bombs and poison gas and all kinds of weapons of mass destruction and drones and just methods of killing people. I mean, they're part of Murder Incorporated. So the fact that these tens of maybe hundreds of thousands of smart engineers and scientists are again taken out of the market where they could produce things and make our lives better and themselves make a good living from it and put into this killing operation. What an outrage. What a disaster. So the government doesn't only oppress us in terms of our rights and our
liberties.
Steals
our brain trust.
It makes us much poorer. We're much poorer because of the activities of the federal government. All its wars, its police state, its spying, its interventions, its corporate state subsidization, its fascist economic system with the big banks and the big corporations. It's taking the average Americans going like that to them.
Lou,
that,
I know
by the way,
an inventor.
These guys enjoy doing.
I know an engineer and an inventor who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I'll just leave it at that. And he talked about since the 70s, he's an old guy now, a lot of incredible inventions that were made at big companies he was running as top technologist, that the government would come, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark, take it under executive power, like you're not allowed to develop this,
right,
and pay them and then go shelve it. So they're also holding back our civilization.
That's right. Exactly, Alan. Alex, you're exactly right.
It is incredible. Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com is our guest. Got a couple more clips with him in the next segment where they say that, gun owners are like Hitler. We've got to defeat Hitler, and more coming up. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
short segments left with Lou Rockwell, and he and I are literally chomping at the bit, jumping over each other to fight for liberty, because it's so disgusting to watch mafia, opportunist, insider trading criminals use these little kids and then sit there lecturing us that we're bad in the pro-gun lobby. It's never the Second Amendment. It's never the individual. It's that we're bad and we're Klan members. We're murder enablers. I'm going to play a Bob Schaefer clip where he talks about our presidents have defeated, Hitler and gotten the Civil Rights Act. And we can defeat the gun lobby. It's a whole new level of this. I mean, is it just that I'm getting older and less where I can't put up with this anymore, Lou Rockwell? Or is it that it's getting worse? You've been fighting these guys for four decades. I mean, is it getting worse, or is it just that we're becoming more aware of their disgusting activity?
Well, it's both. They're getting worse, and we're getting more outraged by it and more dedicated to fighting it. But my guess is nobody listening to this show has ever bombed a party of children collecting firewood in a rural area. Obama has done that. How many? He's actually killed a bunch of children, and yet he's authorized the drone strikes that killed these children in a number of instances, wedding parties and so forth. So he's actually killed children, and he's lecturing us about killing children. The hypocrisy has got a capital H, and it's all in neon letters.
Well, you're right, and that's what's so incredible is that they just say, oh, we bombed a wedding, killed 154 in one case, and yeah, about 18 children died, four or five others, critically wounded. But it's like, that's collateral damage, move forward. But then, oh, these children, turn your guns in. It's so fake.
It is fake. They couldn't care less. But, of course, as Rahm Emanuel says, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so they use any crisis to try to expand the government, expand its income, expand its control, and they try to make us more obedient, more kowtowing. I think if we do our job and thousands of other people do their jobs, this is not going to work this time. They're not actually going to get away with it. It's going to backfire.
It's already backfiring. 10 million guns a month now, up from 4 million. Let's play a clip of Bob Schaefer. And this is nothing, folks, compared to the longer thing with Mika Brzezinski, where she goes, I'm just ashamed to be an American right now. I mean, what? Because we have guns. Well, get out then. Go to North Korea. Here's a clip of Bob Schaefer. I want to get Lou Rockwell's response.
What happened in Newtown was probably the worst day in this country's history since 9/11. We found Osama bin Laden. We tracked him down. We changed the way that we dealt with that problem. Surely, finding Osama bin Laden, surely passing civil rights legislation, as Lyndon Johnson was able to do, and before that, surely defeating the Nazis was a much more formidable task than taking on the gun lobby. This is a turning point.
That's enough of that idiot. And you're not even an idiot. I mean, what a slimy little creature. The government got in the way of beating Hitler with all the bid rigging and stealing. It was my grandfathers and people that beat Hitler. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, Bob Schaefer, of course, has gotten rich and powerful off doing whatever the government told him to do. So he's just like somebody on Nazi radio or Soviet radio. He's just a shill. There is one interesting thing. If you notice, when he talks about the government, he says we. So it's just a reminder of it's so important for us to never say we when we mean the government. The government is they. It's a separate entity, lives off of us by force. It's a parasitical entity that keeps a gun to our head, speaking of guns. I mean, everything the government does involves a gun. If you don't do what we say, if you don't pay the taxes, you don't pay this library bill or whatever.
Exactly.
We claim the right to kill you if you sufficiently resist. That's the government.
Do so one more segment with us. Five more minutes. We got to go to break. LouRockwell.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers and t-shirts at InfoWars.com. You will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.